So this actually isn't as bad as I can sound after a rehearsal. I think I've probably done some entries on here before, like post-gig. I think it's post-gig that usually does me in. One of the things that's always funny about playing a show is in the time before the show and afterwards, you end up talking to a lot of people, but you end up talking to a lot of people where music has been still played at some kind of volume, so you end up kind of shouting into people's ears after you come off stage. Because, you know, people want to ask you questions or, you know. See, I mean, I'm kind of embarrassed saying it, but people come up to you after you've played a gig to say how much they enjoyed it. Or at least, you know, they haven't done in my case. I've been quite lucky, really. So you end up having these wide-ranging conversations, and also people like to tell you what band you remind them of, or they like to say, oh, tell you who you should listen to, and all that kind of thing. So you end up having these conversations, and you don't realise how much of a strain it puts on your voice. Because you're projecting and you're trying to be heard over the noise of other people and other music. And it's not until you come home. And, well, in my case, I do murmur things to myself every so often because I live on my own. And every now and again, I just like to remind myself that I can speak. But you come back. I've found it a lot where I'll come home and I'll murmur something to myself, or you know, somebody will call me on the phone and my voice sounds like Barry White, or Barry White if he came from Stoke-on-Trent. So I was almost expecting actually to be recording this and sounding like that because I've been singing all night. But I don't. And that's almost disappointing. I feel like I've been... I feel like I'm cheating you out of some seriously low-pitched stuff. So maybe after Saturday. Maybe I'll do our gig on Saturday and then I'll sound proper baritone. I'm gonna try not to drink any beer when I play Limelight. I don't like drinking before playing a set because I don't like being tipsy. I don't like the resultant loss of control of limbs and things that comes with having too much to drink. So I don't like drinking before, because I like to be pretty clear-headed when I'm playing a gig and stuff. But I'm going to aim not to have any beer. I don't want to drink beer. I might just overdose on Attack of the Vapors milkshakes. That could be a thing that'll happen. You never know. But tonight was a good rehearsal. I think I might have said in the last thing, the guy who's playing bass for us for this, it's his first time playing bass, so we had our first rehearsal on Monday, and that was a good start. And then tonight's been a lot stronger. A lot stronger, and we're rehearsing again tomorrow night, and we're going to be running the set for time. That's the aim, is to play everything and make sure it all fits into half an hour. Because any little bugs that we've got with the songs should have gone. Or, you know, should be. At the very least, they should be barely noticeable. It does make me laugh when I'm sitting here talking about getting perfect results for my bandmates, and I can be one of the most haphazard performers. I kind of make it look quite slick, or I can do, but I am a devil for forgetting words or spotting that something's the thing that's sounding really off is actually me playing the wrong chord. I can be that guy. So I've done that more than once tonight. See if I can iron that out by tomorrow. But it's been nice. It's been nice to just get together and hammer some songs out. I mean, it's funny that we're condensing it into this one week. But I do like rehearsals. Like standing around and having a bit of a chat. And just hearing my songs played. It's really exciting to be, you know, it's exciting to be kind of getting on with my thing, but also hearing the sound filled out by other musicians is really exciting. And I mean, one of the reasons I like playing in a band is because if you play a gig, you've got more chance of drowning out the crowd, if I'm going to be quite honest. Acoustic gigs are really nice when the audience is well behaved and attentive, but when they're talking, and it just feels like a battle. So at least with a band, you're the audience is way too overpowered by us. But it's exciting. It's exciting to play songs that you've written and hear other people sort of take their put their spin on, you know, the bass and drums and guitars and things. It's hearing what other people make of your songs and changing it somehow, making it better with ideas that you would never have thought of is a real pleasure. Collaboration is such a fun thing. So I'm really glad that I'm getting to do that more now than I ever have. I'm really valuing that that input, and the ability to give my input to other people's projects as well is really nice. Something I would have given my eye teeth to do in my 20s, but never came about. But at least I'm doing it. At least I'm getting it done now. That's the main thing. So, yeah. This last rehearsal tomorrow, and then Limelight Festival on Saturday. And then we're going to start planning out the follow-up EP to Here Comes the Brim. And Duncan, who's playing bass for me for this, is going to he's going to record bass for the EP as well when we do it. So that's going to be it's going to be great. Really nice guy, and it's working out quite nicely. That's given me something to be cheerful about. Can't really complain at that, can I? Well, I can, obviously. I can complain, but I would be wrong to do so. I'm going to stop talking now. So, until next time, sleep well. I know I am.